Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 264. Your values are both your guiding light and your personal accountability partner. That's right. Your values are both your guiding light, right? Your direction, ways to make good decisions, ways to align with your path, and they're your personal accountability partner. What you want in others, you have to embody within you. That's how you also recognize it within another, right? And this is going to be a great episode because I love talking about values. I'm going to bring in Naval Ravikant, one of my favorite authors and investors and creative slash business intuitives, if you will. Before I dive into it, please go check out the apparel in the link in the show notes. I appreciate all the love and support. Again, a lot of you have been sending me photos, and I so appreciate it. Please continue to do so. If you're new here, there's lots of links in the show notes, and I recently just launched the apparel Niches You. There's a lot more going to be coming from that over time, and I'm so grateful. I really am so grateful for what an amazing community we have. So let's dive right into it. I'm reading an excerpt from The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. And, you know, I've mentioned this book before. It's in the show notes under the recommended reading list. Please make sure you go grab this book. It's because it's basically a guide to wealth and happiness. But Naval's thinking is so brilliant and unique, and he talks about wealth differently than the way the physical world has kind of been like, yeah, rich, money, do it this way. He really talks about the embodiment of like how to think differently and create differently and leverage yourself differently. And then happiness, which is, you know, at this the center of your existence and your being here, is meant to have a happy, fulfilling, joyful life. It's not to say that you will always be happy. It's just that you're here to experience a good life, which you also have to be accountable for, right? Hence, your values are both your guiding light and your personal accountability partner. And then I've got a few points that I want to bring up, but there's a section in this book on page 196, live by your values. What are your core values? I've never fully enumerated them, but a few examples. Honesty is a core value. By honesty, I mean, I want to be able to just be me. I never want to be in an environment around people where I have to watch what I say. If I disconnect what I'm thinking from what I'm saying, it creates multiple threads in my mind. I'm no longer in the moment. Now I have to be future planning or past regretting every time I talk to somebody. Anyone around me whom I can't be fully honest, I don't want to be around. And then I love this. There's a quote, before you can lie to another, you must first lie to yourself. This first core value I thought is worth sharing as well. The reason why I say honesty is one of the highest forms of intimacy, and intimacy doesn't necessarily just mean in a partner relationship, but it shows your ability to communicate and connect and align and be in truth and not have to worry about anything else. Now, not everybody will agree with you. That's the freedom of choice. That's the freedom of how we do things. Everybody's on a different part of their path and a different season and a different perspective and has had a different experience and is carrying a different trigger or trauma or whatever it might be. Everybody's had a different experience. Let's just leave it at that, right? But I love what he says here because it's like he knows that if he can't be himself around an individual because it's almost like more work, it's more work. And I actually know this one very well. You know, if you have to walk on eggshells, if you you feel like you mean something well and the other person constantly doesn't think it that way, and you're constantly finding yourself explaining yourself and you're constantly trying to ensure that they're understanding it the way you really mean it, the people who get you, period. And the better you communicate, now, I mean, it is also our responsibility to communicate, to be honest, to be forthright, to be, you know, upfront and have the conversations and have empathy and all of these things, right? We have to embody all these different things, for sure. But I love that, you know, he's saying, like, if I can't be fully honest, I don't want to be around, because it's like you're almost wasting the very essence of time that you have, and it almost depletes your ability to make your direction happen, to make good decisions, to because you're having to manage this other energy, right? And now I'm gonna jump onto his next example of a core value. I love this. Another example of a foundational value. I don't believe in any short-term thinking or dealing. Amen. If I'm doing business with somebody and they think in a short-term manner with somebody else, then I don't want to do business with them anymore. All benefits in life come from compound interest, whether in money, relationships, love, health, activities, or habits. I only want to be around people I know I'm going to be around for the rest of my life. I only want to work on things I know I have long-term payout. I can't stress this enough. I know we live sometimes, well, maybe here more so in the West, in kind of a short term, you know, well, what do I get out of this? How much money will we make in the quarter? You know, I mean, even the business system was structured that way, right? Like quarterly, what do we make this quarter? What do we make, you know, biannual, right? Like this is just the way business has been done fundamentally. I just don't necessarily agree. I think, and I say this all the time, you know, the future, even now, is relational, not transactional. I firmly believe that when you have very good, honest, integrity-driven, clear, you know, relationships with people, you can do great things. We know this in personal partnership and in friendship, and I think this should be in business especially. You know, it's not to say that you will always agree. You don't also in your partnership in marriage or in a relationship, right? In a personal relationship. But it's to say that you have the ability to be honest and loving and work with each other and make cool things happen. I've always believed in strategic partnerships. We can all win. All of us can win. It's so funny to me to watch previous because I personally think that the old paradigm, business paradigm, is fading. I know that they're still around and they're doing their thing and all that stuff, but it's funny to watch where somebody feels like there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser in a deal. And Naval talks a lot of us in his book and in other places about that's a zero-sum game. That means somebody has to, if somebody has to lose and somebody has to win, both lose. I like to play infinite games, which is we all win. My motto is we all win or I'm not in. Period. We all win or I'm not in. We all can win. We all should get out of creating together, using our talents, using our skill sets, using our resources, using our mindsets, using, you know, our equal distribution, if you will, of ways to reach the people or whatever it might be. I don't know. I'm just flowing on that. But you get the point that we should all win by bringing something unique to the table and helping each other. That seems common sense, right? So I love that he says that. He says, another one is, I only believe in pure relationships. I don't believe in hierarchical relationships. Amen. I don't want to be above anybody, and I don't want to be below anybody. If I can't treat someone like a peer, and if they can't treat me like a peer, I just don't want to interact with them. Story of my life. So if you're wondering why I'm not out everywhere all the time and all these things, and I do go out somewhat, and I am at, you know, engagements and events that make sense, and, you know, but you hear me talk a lot about this on this podcast, but also on my Instagram. You know, this whole labeled, titled, credentialed, you know, oh, well, if I've made it here and I've done this and you have to kind of prove yourself to get to that, it's like, are you serious? You know, now I get that, you know, we all want to make sure that anybody that we're around is respecting us. But I don't think you can place a label to determine whether somebody's better than you or not. I think that's also a zero-sum game. Nobody's better than us. Nobody's worse than us. And if people are playing those games, I don't want to play them. You know, I don't think that I think it's a waste of time. So I love that he said that. He says, another, I don't believe in anger anymore. Anger was good when I was young and full of testosterone. But now, like the Buddha saying, anger is a hot coal you hold in your hand while waiting to throw it at somebody. I don't want to be angry, and I don't want to be around angry people. I just cut them out of my life. I'm not judging them. I went through a lot of anger too. They have to work through it on their own. Go be angry at someone else somewhere else. But I like that he's open and he admits that he once dealt with it. And I understand what he's saying. He's like, it's not out of judgment. I think one of the best things that we can do, and this is one of my core values, one of the best things that we can do is we don't have to agree with what other people are doing. And we may not know all the intricate details. I'm not God. Like, I don't know all the intricate details of another or what they're going through or their past experiences or what their path is or any of this. I don't have to agree with their behavior or their character, but I'm not going to treat them as such or, judge them in any way. And that's a practice. It is a practice, because I'm also not going to say that it doesn't happen. Like, it's a practice. I practice all the time. I'm like, you know what? God bless. Or I'll catch myself and say, you know what? That's their path. It's because I want to exhibit the same behavior that I believe I would want and that I feel God gives us all the time, right? So why would I then in the human world, and if I don't agree with somebody's behavior, and let's say they really are acting very unethically, but then I feel like if I'm behaving the same way, am I doing the same thing? Am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, am I operating out, now I'm not in my integrity, right? So the practice is the grace. And there are some days we need a lot of it. I'm not going to lie. So, and then he says, I don't know if these are necessarily fall into the classical definition of values, but it's a set of things I won't compromise on and I live my entire life by. I think everybody has values. Much of finding great relationships, great coworkers, great lovers, wives, husbands, is finding other people where your values line up. If your values line up, the little things don't matter. Generally, I find it people are fighting or quarreling about something, it's because their values don't line up. If their values lined up, the little things wouldn't matter. And I love that he brings that up, because so if you think about it, if you have good business relationships or good friendships or good partnerships in marriage or just a personal relationship, right? If you have similar values, then when you disagree or when there's a mistake or when little things happen, you'll get through it. You'll figure out and you'll get through it much easier than those who didn't have values aligned. Because think about it like this. If your values didn't align and then a person did something that was within that misaligned values, they're not necessarily even maybe being wrong. They're acting within their own character of what they value, and it's different than what you value, right? So they may not even think that they're wrong. And now you guys are in an argument trying to figure out who's right and wrong, which I heard from a rabbi a very long time ago that said, would you rather be right or righteous? Doesn't matter if you're right. It's about how you handle people in every single situation and take care of all aspects of the conversation, and how you handle being right with grace, and knowing and confidence and understanding. He says, meeting my wife was a great test because I really wanted to be with her and she wasn't so sure at the beginning. In the end, we ended up together because she saw my values. I'm lucky I had developed them by that point. If I hadn't, I wouldn't have gotten her. I wouldn't have deserved her. As investor Charlie Munger says, to find a worthy mate, be worthy of a worthy mate. My wife is an incredibly lovely, family-oriented person, and so am I. That was one of the foundational values that brought us together. The moment you have a child, it's this really weird thing, but it answers the meaning of life, purpose of life question. All of a sudden, the most important thing is the universe moves from being in your body into the child's body. That changes you. Your values inherently become a lot less selfish. So that was from Naval Ravikant, the Almanac of Naval. You can find it in the show notes in the recommended reading list. Great book. I love it. It's one of my favorite books. And so, something that I want to ask all of you, well, I've got a few points to wrap up this episode, but I want you to strongly consider what your values are. What do you value? What would you like to see in another? And are you behaving like what you would like to see in another? The chances are the more you behave like those things, you will be able to spot it in another when it happens, and our values are guiding light and personal accountability partner. If I know what my values are and I practice them every day, chances are it will light my path. And if I practice it every day, I am what I want in another or set of people in my life, and they are for me. I am being personally accountable, right? My values are telling me, hey, are you doing this? Yes or no? And it's okay if you mess up and make mistakes. If you know them, it's a baseline you can come back to, And so the first point to wrap up this episode I have here is, what we want in others, we must embody within us first. How else will we recognize it unless we are in practice of them already? That's it. What we want in others, we must embody within us first. How else will we recognize it in others unless we practice them already? That's it. The next thing, number two, what means something to you means something to your counterpart. Your counterpart will recognize it. I thought this was really important because if it's very important to you and you're behaving like it, you will attract the friends and the business partners and a partner for your life with those same values. Now, will you attract other people who don't have them? Yes, because you're an attractive person living out your values and your worth. So you will be tested. How else do you practice your values when other people without those values are attracted to you with your values and want to extract that value from you? So you're either in practice or you're in alignment with, or not alignment, you're either in practice when somebody is not in your values and you get to practice them even more and ground in them further, or you are around others that they are sharing and aligned with you the same values. You've attracted them and you know how to recognize them. And the third point, we cannot ask anyone to partake in our values if we are not partaking them in ourselves. These are all very similar, if you've noticed. I can't say, here's what I value and I expect to see of you, and you know, and this is what I want in a person, and this, and like all these stuff. We don't make demands. I don't think we should ever make a demand of somebody else. I think we should be our values and express why they're important to us and then show them through our actions. And another will either rise to that occasion, share the same vision, share the same values, share the same actions, or not. And we also can't be in judgment if they do or don't. And maybe they're still working on their practices, but are they? We also have to we have to look at a person's character. Are they trying? Are they actively trying every single day? You have to give that a lot of credit. People who actively try every single day deserve credit. Doesn't matter how far they might be, but they're trying every day. I admire people who try every day. I really do. Probably because I practice every day, you know, but I really admire them. Like when I look at people who are early on in their trying, I really admire them because they're so curious and they're so wanting to be better and better, even though maybe they're missing some bigger, finer points. That's okay. They're trying. They'll get there. And the final point I want to bring up is, if you want direction and a good handle on how things will turn out from a more confident place, know your values. If you want direction and a good handle on how things are going to turn out, you want to know how things are going to turn out? You know things are going to turn out well when you are constantly practicing your values. Even when hiccups happen, bad influences or people that just come around you that, you know, bad energy, whatever. Again, we're in our practice always, right? You're going to deal with people that just aren't alignment with you. But you're going to keep getting more and more and more confident from that practice. And the more confident you are in your decision making and in your direction, you inevitably know, you ground in the intuitive knowing of your outcome. You may not know the when or the how, but you can feel it. You know it. You know the outcome. And that is a way different place to lead from. Your values are both your guiding light and your personal accountability partner. I love you guys. Please check out the apparel, thenichesyou.com. The link is in the show notes. Please check out the Right Design Build Workshop. I'm going to be actually adding some more things to it. And I'm going to be actually adding some really cool things to that in general coming up as maybe a weekly series on my writing. That's going to be coming up. I'm trying to, you know, manage and navigate a few things. But also check the show notes for the free workshops that are in there, the recommended reading list, and any other links that might be helpful to you. I appreciate you guys. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star review on Spotify. I love you guys. Thank you as always. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.